Praise the Lord. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. You're with the Maximum Radio Network, and you're dialed into the program of Jesus Christ. Pardon me. Yes, you're dialed into the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Well, welcome. I trust that you're feeling well on this wonderful day. It's another day that God has gifted us with, and we thank Him for it. Father, we thank You and bless this day. You have called it good. You created it, and we are agreeing with You. This is a good day for so many in so many ways, because number one, we are alive in the land of the living, and secondly, we are having a mind to worship You today. We bring and we present ourselves. We bring our hearts to You. Our hearts flow to You today with worship. We thank You, Lord. Thank You for such a great blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for this session. And today is Wednesday. It's November the 6th in the year of our Lord, who owns it all, 2013. We send out birthday blessings to whomever is celebrating the day of their birth on this day. We thank God for you, and we certainly wish to bless you. We pray that He will keep you and bless you with many more birthdays as you walk through life, being the blessing and all that He has created and made you to be. Well, the topic for today, or the title for our episode of prayer and petitioning the Lord today, is that He is the creator of all true worship. Now, we saw, and I think we are quite aware, that worship is one thing. The most important thing, though, is who or to whom we direct worship. And we worship the only wise God, the one true God, That's who we worship. We don't worship anyone else. And of course, we know that there are people that direct their worship to other than the Creator. There's only one Creator, and that's our Father God, Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Creator. There's none other. And so today, we're up on this day in His name. And in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, it tells us in the 24th verse that God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. We thank our great Father for the fact that He has made us spirit, and we can worship Him in spirit and truth. And that's what we're about on this day, as well as every other time when we come together. So we thank you for joining us. Welcome to this program, and we pray that God will bless you richly today for your sacrifice, for your commitment, and your timely appearance joining us today. Now, I would like you to know that you are awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. Please receive that. I offer that as something that God wants you to embrace. You're awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. Now, if you can breathe that in and just embrace it, because that's what has happened already on today. It's not going to happen. It's already happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we are having fun since April with our program, and God is leading us into exciting adventures. And I can tell you, on yesterday, God He just downloaded some things to me that will appear for us shortly in our programming. And I thank Him for who He is and for His wisdom. In the meantime, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, your line is open that you can voice that, and we can move right into agreement and lift up whatever that request is before the Lord. But now is a good time to step into that and believe God. We're here to believe and join our faith to yours, and trust Him for all things, because He is the Creator of all things, including true worship. So your line is open. Feel free to raise a praise report or to raise a petition. Amen. Welcome to our program. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning, thank you, Lord. Pastor Aubrey.
Good morning. I hear a familiar voice. It sounds like Sister Diane.
Diane.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I just want to give God praise and thanks for His goodness. I thank God for this prayer line. Was really blessed me in the morning, and I look forward to listening and joining in the prayers, receiving your word of wisdom, and it has truly been an encouragement every
praise
day to me.
I
am here, even though you don't hear me, I'm right here listening every day, and I just want to really give God thanks. It has really kept me, you know, going every day.
Yes.
Thank God for you and all the other prayer members of this Prayer Warriors and its special program.
We're still waiting
on the immigration word so that we can go home, because they're saying that they are not going to operate on my husband, and so he's off of the chemo for now.
Okay.
So they say we can come back for revisit, but they're not going to operate. We don't really know exactly why or what, because they haven't given us a proper answer, but we're trusting God to do his
total God will
healing.
Operate.
Yes.
Yes, we are trusting God because he is the chief surgeon. He is the manufacturer, the guarantor, and the warrantor of our being. And we appreciate and do thank God for the medical knowledge that he has given to the teams that has watched over your husband's situation, his health issue. Okay, so we are going to continue to trust God.
God,
you know, and we know that you guys love the Lord, and we also know that when we put all of our strength together.
Yeah,
it's mighty in the Lord, and that's what we're doing. And we're going to pray with you on today. I thought about you yesterday because I was just wondering how you guys were doing. Well,
very good. He's not too bad. His strength is coming back a little better. We went out Sunday at a church visiting. That's why. But I believe you will see us on this Sunday.
Okay, well, you just continue to trust God. It's learning to trust God is quite an adventure because the way you learn to do it is by doing it. You know, we can read about it, we can sing about it, we can listen to sermons about it and all of that. And all of that, it has its place and it's wonderful. However, faith is practiced, not simply believed. And the way God teaches us is by, you know, you learn to swim by swimming. You never learn to swim by having an extended, going to a conference on swimming or spending your days in the library reading about swimming. You know, at some point you have to get in the water. And we're in the water when it comes to having our faith extended and expanded and developed, and that's where we are. So you all are walking through that phase for a great testimony in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for the wisdom that you have and your way of ruling and overruling and directing. We thank you, Lord, that that Aaron and Diane have turned to you for help, because you're where our help comes from, if there will be any. And we thank you for them. Thank you for helping them and strengthening their faith so that they know that ultimately you are the one. You are the awesome one. You are the God of the ages. Hallelujah. And we worship you today. So we thank you because healing, wholeness, restoration, freedom comes from you. And you know our frame. You know us down to the particular cell level. You know everything about it. So, Father, we thank you for Aaron and for Diane, and how you are miraculously keeping them, helping them to keep their mind stayed on you, because you are the chief doctor. You are above the entire team. And Father, whatever you rule, we accept your rule, because you have good thoughts concerning them, concerning us, for a good end. So we thank you, Lord, that because of your great love, your mercy, and the grace that comes from you, we have this confidence. We thank you today. Bless them. Bless Aaron. Strengthen his faith. Cause him not to waver. Strengthen Diane. Cause her not to waver. In the name of Jesus, we speak strength. We speak continued peace. Continued confidence in the ruler of the universe. In the creator of our entire reality. That he is always in control. We thank you, Lord, for healing, for recovery, for deliverance. In the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we rebuke every weapon that the adversary has formed. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we release the divine supernatural healing. Because by your stripes,
Lord,
is healed. In the name of Jesus. Healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Miracle healing. In Jesus' name. Let him sense your presence even now, surrounding him. Let him sense the warmth of your love, even right now. Keep him in perfect peace. And we speak peace, divine, supernatural peace to his body right now, in Jesus' name. So that everything, all life and functions, line up with divine intent, divine purpose, divine will, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God for his grace towards me, because he's put so much on my plate that sometimes I lament about the fact that there are things I'd like to do. For example, I was thinking about you, Diane, and Aaron, and but then sometimes my plate is so full. But God is good. He had you.
He's good.
Yeah, just graciously come
he's
in.
He's praying for us, today. And nothing beats prayer.
Yes. Yes. And
that's what we need. We thank you so much and really pray for you and ask God bless him to continue to keep you and your family and congregation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel those prayers. And I'm rewarded on today that I heard your voice and did get a report. And I'm confident that God is in charge. He knows ultimately more than we do, and we just follow him in confidence. Praise God. Thank you for that praise report, and we are just overjoyed to hear your voice. And God is working behind the scenes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and because he is God, he doesn't necessarily have to touch base with us, informing us of what he's doing every second. However, we know that there isn't a second that he is not ruling. And so we thank you for being part of our prayer sessions. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request? Feel free to do that. Your line is open right now, and we are here to worship him in seeking him through prayer and praise, and that's what we're here for. Remember that you're awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed on this day, no matter what you are. you are, because God is. He says, I am. Therefore, he is the creator of all true worship. That's what he's saying. I am the creator of all true worship. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Well, we just want to pray, you know, intercede for everyone right now. I'm just feeling this, that is listed as recovering from the illness. We desire healing. I just want to update us. Michael Gregory, my brother, who is due for a surgical procedure on today, I was informed. He informed me that that is rescheduled for next Wednesday. So we'll pray for him and pray that he comes through the procedure successfully, and that the procedure is awesomely successful, leading to complete recovery, healing, and consequently health. So let us pray for him right now. Father, we lift up Deacon Michael Gregory because of his great need for a touch from you. Healing, complete healing through this process. And Father, we thank you for directing the process. You are the only wise God, and you know all things. You know the beginning from the end. You know the now, you know the later. We are thanking you right now for his successful procedure. We thank you for the doctors, the medical team. We thank you for the institution in which they will function to bring healing, hands of healing, in the name of Jesus. Bless them now mightily. Bless him as he prepares to just trust you. Trust you, his very life being in your hands. Who can separate us from your great love? Who can pluck you out of pluck us out of your hand? We thank you, Lord, and you have us surrounded by ministering angels that are there to watch over, to guide, and protect. We thank you now, Lord, that we have this opportunity to stand before you. Thank you for your cleansing and your forgiveness and for your reception, allowing us to come in boldly through the blood of Jesus Christ, the covering and righteousness that comes only from him. So we thank you for the praise report that's being developed and created in you right now concerning Michael's health, concerning his successful immersion from this procedure. And we thank you in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you for the testimony and the success. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Name. Praise the name of the Lord. We welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us. And I can tell you, I cannot say it often enough how much I thank I thank God for you, because you are faithful. You are just awesome. You're faithful every day, on time. You're with us. You join your faith to us. So I thank God for you, and I pray his richest blessing upon you, and that every need that you have will be met. Now, I just want to say this quickly, and I would like you to embrace it. Think about it, pray about it all day on today. after our encounter on yesterday with the demonic realm, like we did, I was thinking about it. And, you know, I always want to know from the Lord the what of a situation and the why. And he is cool with that. So I was meditating upon it. And one of the things specifically that I received is that we are to designate ourselves, and this is very specific, as prayer warriors. We must embrace that. We are prayer warriors. Because that's what God is saying to us by allowing what he does allow to educate and to inform us. We are prayer warriors. We're not going to be, we are. So you have to begin to say to yourself, I'm a prayer warrior. And we must embrace the fight. It's a fight. And we must embrace it willingly. So what we are doing is not simply because it's a wonderful thing. We're doing it with purpose. Therefore, as a prayer warrior, as a warrior, our weapons, we must show up with sharp weapons. Sharp weapons. Because there's an enemy, as you heard on yesterday. There is a, the enemy is real. So we can't come to the fight with dull weapons. Our weapons must be sharp and pointed. Pointed. It must have a keen and clean edge to it. So what I got as well from yesterday was that God is taking us to another level. So whatever level we're on is not enough for what God is trying to do. So our prayers must be pointed and sharp, because now God wants us to engage in the ministry of deliverance. I trust that you could hear me. I trust that you can understand what God is saying and what he's doing. And in deliverance ministry, your prayers can't be all over the place. Our prayers have to be sharp and pointed, focused like a laser beam. Now, the soul that we encountered on yesterday needed deliverance. That soul needed deliverance. So I've thought through what we would do and should do as we encounter people that now the Lord is sending that need deliverance. What do we do and how do we go about it? Well, the way I dealt with that on yesterday, I simply shut that person down. However, the Holy Spirit is saying, okay, that's okay. However, in the future, we're now going to do the work of deliverance. We are going to deliver a soul that comes to us for whatever reason, whether it's someone that's a Satan worshiper, a demon dealer, doesn't matter. God wants us now to stand up in power and in authority. So in order for us to do that, we must be clear about our identity.
Mm.
You don't go. You don't propose to become the world heavyweight champion because it's a wonderful thing. You know that you're going to have to not just dream about it, you're going to have to do it. And to do it, you have to get in the ring. To get in the ring, you have to know why you're in the ring, who you are, what your assignment is, and you have to know who the enemy is. Because you're going to have to fight. The enemy does not roll over and play dead. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to bind the strong man.
Yes.
And then you can plunder his house. That's the strategy that Jesus has given to us. You have to bind a strong man. So, warriors, welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. And we'll be contacting a few of you for more discussion on the issue of what God has given us as an assignment. So welcome to the world of a powerful, victorious spiritual warfare. And that
Hallelujah.
Means that wherever each of us are, we have to grow from there. We have to look at our particular condition, our fitness level. Yes. No one goes into combat without being conscious of their fitness. And wherever we need to be fit, we have to become fit. So we got to begin to exercise in ways that we probably haven't in the past. But God has raised you up and called you to this warfare so that not you won't simply be someone that fights. You'll be a conqueror, an overcomer, a winner. And we praise God for that. Yes,
oh, yes
a winner.
Yes,
you're not fighting just to be fighting.
Lord.
You're fighting to win. You're in it to win.
Oh, yes.
So,
Pastor,
okay.
Pastor,
I was just
thinking on your words as you were speaking, and there is a song that mostly sung in the Caribbean, but it's been up in the North American area now for a while. But the words that it says, "I am a warrior, I am a conqueror, an overcomer in the name of the Lord." And the part of the verse says, "Don't talk defeat to me, because the devil is under my feet," and you know, something to that effect. So those words are just resonating in my spirit now as you are speaking. Thank you, God.
Yes. And I totally agree, and that's what the Word of God teaches.
Mm.
You know, the Book of Ephesians, Paul dealt extensively, and you may want to begin to go through the Book of Ephesians, because the Apostle Paul directed that writing towards the church at Ephesus, or the churches in Ephesus, actually. And it contains a lot of strategic understanding for warfare. And the Lord quickened me to this on yesterday. He really, really did. That he's bringing us to another level. And listen to this. Another level means another devil.
Many more than one.
Another devil. So we have to be prepared to face and to confront the adversary on behalf of those that are now coming to us needing deliverance. They don't just simply need a prayer per se, although we'll continue. That's part of our strategy and our equipment. But they need to be delivered. Freedom. Now that's a taller task than just simply pray. It's a taller task. And God is saying, "I've given you what you need in order to stand in that place. Stand." You heard the scream of that, of those, or that, or those demons. It could have been more than one. On yesterday, that's a soul that's bound. that needs freedom. And so we have the means to deal with that. And I trust that you will step into that and say, because you're faithful, you're on with us every day. And God has seen your heart. God has seen who you are. He knows who you are. And he wants you now to take it to the other level, taking it to the devil. That's exactly what it is, that was about. Because that wasn't the first time it happened, but it certainly got clear to me on yesterday. So I thank you for being part of what we're doing. And get ready. You're on an adventure as a prayer warrior. God wants you to take on that identity. And now you ask him, as part of your being fit, what he wants to do in you, with you, so that you can be a fit part of the force, the team.
Yes,
you can
indeed.
Be a fit part. You have to get very strategic, beginning right with self. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, I praise God. I praise God for you. And I thank you that you're on with us. You're part of our team. And we're looking for victory again and again. That's what the Lord is saying. Victory again and again. Continuously. The hour is late, pending his return. And while we are yet alive, we must do all we can to prepare ourselves and our generation and our world for his return. We may not see his return, but our task while we yet live in the land of the living is to make straight paths for his return. We are to be a voice crying victoriously in the wilderness, making way for his return. And so I thank you for allowing me to share my heart with you concerning these matters. And I believe that you are embracing them, and God is blessing you richly. He is blessing you. See your life totally in terms of his plan and his purpose. Totally. It's a surrender. It's a level of surrender that he will grant you if you embrace what he is offering. So thank you so much. God bless all of you. I know you're looking forward to your day. I am, and I'm looking for the victory. May God bless you richly. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Bless every warrior on this line.
What I want to do is, I want to ask you to be a prayer captain. Prayer captain. What a prayer captain do is, prayer captain, understand what we're about, what we're doing, what we're on campus, what's going to work like yourself. Either I set up a program, much further in advance. And so that I'm looking to have initially at least three prayer candles. At least three. Because I may, like I said, if we go off into a deliberate session without the room, I may have, I may take one of them. Because from what I saw yesterday, what is going to be coming to us is going to be heavy duty. And so now the whole programming thing has slowed down out of dimension. Yeah. And there are people that are on. And this level calls for certainly a certain level of understanding. And understanding. So I'll be working closely with the prayer captains to promote that and to, for us to know. I don't know where God is taking this. If I said to you, I know, I wouldn't be accurate. I know. I'm just trying to follow. And it's an adventure, that's all I said. I'm just trying to follow. I'm willing to follow and see where it goes. But up to this point, that's basically what I see. And I know that you people that it takes us, it takes us higher and higher into this adventure. It leaves us so. If you're accepting that,